Now I'm joined by Preston McMullen, the Tyne Avalon boys coach. And coach, you had a busy week this week, four games. You start off with two very tough teams, first against Meadville and then against Hale. Can you tell us how those games went?
Yeah, we started off this week Monday night. We played Meadville at home. We dropped that one 55-10. I tell you what, Meadville, they'll get after you defensively, and I don't think we've quite seen a defense like that, so we weren't quite prepared for that one. Tuesday, we traveled to Hale, which, you know, a 10-minute drive, and that's not too bad. We played Hale pretty close until the third quarter, and then they picked up their defense and kind of ran away with it. We dropped that one 57-33.
All right, and then on Wednesday, you matched up with Grundy County. You get a victory over them, and then you finish the week tonight against Hardin Central with another victory. Can you tell us how those two games went?
Yeah, we played Grundy County earlier in the season. We played them up there at the Meadville tournament, and that one came down to a one-possession ball game up there. We ended up losing that one. And then on Wednesday, we went back up to Grundy County. We played them again. We won 63-60. That one was one-possession game. That one came down to the very last shot, actually, and we... You know, there towards the end of the fourth quarter, we missed a couple free throws that, you know, I always tell the boys, free throws will win or lose your ball games, and we missed a couple there, but thankfully we got to pull that one out. And then tonight we played Hardin Central at home. We pulled that one out 57-64. In the last 2 minutes of that ball game, it was pretty close. We made 8 free throws, and we only attempted 8, so we ended up making our free throws there, but between those two games, I think our seniors are starting to take a leadership role on and off the court. Connor and Dagan, you know, towards the beginning of the season, they weren't taking that leadership role on the court. They were off the court. But I think as the season's progressed, they're starting to talk about the game and see about the game during in-game adjustments. And they'll get the offense down there. If something's not going right, one of the seniors will come get the ball, and they'll get everybody set up, and then we'll go from there. And I think stuff like that is what's making the difference in these close ball games we've had lately.
Well, it's got to be nice to have some momentum with two straight victories going into the CLA conference tournament that your school hosts. I'm sure it'll be a good crowd when both the Tyne Avalon and boys and girls step on the court next week.
Oh, absolutely. It's always nice to, you know, have the conference tournament at home. Especially since, you know, we're going in, we got a 2-game win streak here, and I don't think these boys are quite used to that, so it'll be nice to go in there, play Southwest, who earlier in the season we played them, but we're a whole different team now that, you know, the season's progressed on, and I think it'll be a good matchup between Southwest and us, and I'm looking forward to drawing them in the first round.